What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
How are you three make-believe Mega Million winning mofos doing this morning? Tom, I wanted to call you the man with the tan, but after seeing that New Jersey mother who's accused of bringing her daughter to the tanner salon, I changed my damn mind. Did y'all see how tan this woman was? She made Tom Tan look like an albino. She literally created a whole nother color. What color did she put on the tanning controls? Rotisserie chicken? She was the same skin color as that bourbon chicken sample on a toothpick they had out in the mall food court. When I first saw her on the news, I started adjusting the color on my TV. If Jay was dating a white woman who got that damn tan, he would have pulled off as soon as she walked out that salon. She changed her face into a whole nother race. Oh, she's going on my list tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she got to. I heard Eddie LaVert in the studio this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Singing the jet ski anthem. Baby, hold on to me.
That's a good one.
It's good to hear good R&B music these days with good wholesome lyrics.
Yeah.
And song titles like that one song Eddie LaVert got called I Like the Way You Move.
Yeah.
Now that song title says everything. It's about using your imagination. He didn't say, I like the way you move that big ass. No, because Eddie is an OG, unlike Brian McNasty ass. Singing about how you can works. Y'all heard this song, how you works?
Works.
You like that sound effect, how you
work? Oh, my God.
Took me 3 minutes to get that sound out.
It's working for you.
This mofo is having a midlife meltdown. Now, if he was Trey Songz, that song would be a hit, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But he's not. He's 42. Now everybody looking at Brian like he's a dirty old man.
Well.
He done went from a crooner to a creeper. It's a wonder Chris Hansen don't have Brian McKnight on his show to catch an R&B pervert, you nasty giraffe.
Giraffe.
I'm putting them on my list tomorrow, along with Spirit Airlines.
Mm.
Again, yes, Sybil, for raising them carry-on bags fee to $100. I told y'all about Spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit was on some bullshiggity. They don't care what kind of bag you have, they charging your ass. That's their motto. That's their slogan. Carry-on bags, colostomy bags, bags under your eyes. They don't give a flying for Kasha. I'm going to have to fly to Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow because I'm at the Comedy House, as you know, Jay, all weekend with Chris Paul, and I'm literally going to walk up to the checkout counter grabbing my crotch because they'll even charge you for your man marble. Oh, they nuts. Spirit don't care what kind of bag you have, they're charging your ass, and I'm charging tomorrow. 20.